to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number. Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Namasmarana.
The Lord and His name are both one, but the sweetness of the name is seldom found in the form. When the name of the flower rose is remembered, its fragrance, its tender petals, its deep color, these spring to memory. Its thorns and the trouble one has to undergo to get the flower are all forgotten. Instead, if its origin and previous story are considered and if the plant, its leaves and branches are taken into account, the flower which is the most important, the beautiful and the most attractive is likely to be forgotten and only the plant is discussed. See this from another angle. As soon as the name mango is mentioned, one is reminded of an incomparable sweetness. Instead, if an actual mango is held in the hand, the doubt first arises in the mind whether it is sweet or sour. Then we are engaged in distinguishing the skin, the fiber, the juice, the nut, the rind, the seeds, etc. When the name alone is repeated, these things do not come to mind. Only the sweetness is brought to the memory. Such is the difference between the Lord and the Lord's name. There is the pure essence of the sweetness in the name. In the case of the form, there is the chance of dread mixed with respect and sometimes even attributes causing fear showing themselves. Again, note another reason why the name of the Lord is to be craved for even more than the form. It is by means of the riches of the name that the article, the rupa of the Lord, is to be earned. Riches are needed to secure any article in the world. With riches, articles are acquired. So it follows that the riches are superior to the articles got by means of them, is it not? With riches, one can get any article anytime. So too, if the riches called nama are steadily accumulated, the Lord can be realized through the path of dhyana easily and without difficulty.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to readings of few excerpts on Nama Smarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 89th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali is Let's now explain the meaning and significance of this name. In the abode of my devotees, there will be no death of Anna and Vastra, food and clothing, said Sai Baba at Shirdi. Baba delights in giving food and clothing to the ill-fed and the underclothed. He teaches us how to do this service, for He gives love with grace and without publicity. He does not even refer to them as poor. He speaks of them to others as your kith and kin. But this name Jem means much more. It means that Baba is the sustainer of all beings. He has said that He will not allow suffering to peep into that home where the Lord's name is reverentially recited and where honest effort is made to develop viveka and vairagya. Anna, food, is synonymous with health, and vastra, clothing, with honor. Baba grants both to His children. When you succeed in winning His grace through faith and fervor, detachment and discipline, He guarantees that you will not suffer from pranahani and manahani, that is injury to life and injury to self-respect. You can have undisturbed shanti, peace, as a consequence of that assurance. 12 years before the age of retirement, He assured an officer, quote, "I know your rivals are against you, but do not fear. You can retire from service with honor. I shall save you from distress and dishonor." Unquote. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 89th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Annavastradaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Shri Sai Annavastradaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who provides us with food and clothing. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has declared, Ananyas Chintayanto Mam Yejana Paryupasate Tesham Nityabhiyuktanam Yogakshemam Vahamyaham. To those men who worship me alone, thinking of no other, to those ever self-controlled, I secure for them that which is not already possessed, yoga, and preserve for them what they already possess, kshema. Bhagavan Baba has been similarly looking after the welfare of his devotees. During his childhood, he always gave food and clothes to any needy person who came to his door. Sometimes, Mother Ishwaramma used to rebuke Balasatya and say, "If you give any more food to the beggars, you will not get your meal." Satyanarayana did not mind this at all. He never stopped giving food and clothes to the needy. Today, Swami's devotees from all over the world are carrying forward the same work as Narayana Seva. Swami says, if you start giving spiritual advice to a person who is starving, what is the use? Instead, feed him, appease his hunger, give him enough clothes. This is your primary duty. All Swami's devotees have this ideal to follow, and they put in their best efforts in realizing it. Whenever a festival is celebrated at Prashanti Nilayam, a Narayana Seva is mandatory. The poor and the needy and the hard-working laborers are given food and clothes. The joyous expression on their faces and the feeling of gratitude expressed through their eyes is beyond description. It is not just the needy alone, but when any devotee receives Swami's prasad or his blessings, he is overwhelmed with joy. To receive a handkerchief which has been touched by Swami is an indescribable feeling. Whoever gets it preserves it carefully like a mahavastra. Once, Swami obliged the request of an army school to visit their school and spend some time with them. After having a look at the school, Swami, along with the school officers and army men, sat down on the sands next to the school and created a 5-inch-tall idol of Mata Annapurna Devi by forming a heap of sand with his divine palms. He handed over the idol to the school officers, informing them to have it installed in the dining hall of the school where all the kids had their food. He told the school staff that with this idol in the dining hall, kids would have their food with pure thoughts and will always be healthy. Also, there will be a considerable good transformation in the kids, as Mata Annapurna just doesn't bless us with abundant food, but also with energy required for the body and heart as well. Every year, there is a Narayana Seva organized in the Hillview Stadium one day before Swami's birthday, which is a sight to behold. Nobody can ever dream of such an event at such a scale. Poor people and villagers from all around Puttaparthi come over, and there will be a congregation of about 100,000 people at one go. About 400 Sevadal ladies and gents would be ready to serve the tastefully cooked food while the bhajans are being sung. Swami used to do the coconut breaking ritual and serve the first batch of paisam with his own divine loving hands. Once Swami starts the serving, volunteers start their work of serving food and water with phenomenal discipline and speed. While the food is being served, lorries loaded with saris and dhotis arrive at the venue. Sevadal members distribute the saris to the ladies and dhotis to the men amidst the happy faces singing the glory of the Lord, the divine vibrations reverberating the atmosphere. Only the ever-loving Lord can organize such an event happen every year at this scale, with utmost discipline and with such grandeur. Besides doing Narayana Seva, Swami's devotees also provide protein food to the malnourished children at several places. The Sri Satya Sai Institute of Agriculture and Biotechnology at Aksa, Mumbai has launched a nourishing protein food known as Sri Satya Sai Poshak Ahar, which is given to the malnourished children all over Maharashtra. It has been found very effective in curing nutritional disorders and restoring health. The seed of Narayan Seva that Swami sowed in his childhood has now grown into a huge tree, giving succor to millions all over the world.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 89th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Annavastradaya Namaha. The 90th name is
Om Sri Sai Samsara Dukkha Kshayakaraya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Samsara means that which revolves, flows, moves, that which is not stable or fixed. Since birth, growth, decline and death are the inevitable phases of life, and since integration and disintegration, solution and dissolution, evolution and involution, expansion and contraction are the phases of all creation, the universe itself is samsara. And dukkha or suffering is its native characteristic, for samsara is asara, unreal, not subsisting as the same in the past, present and future. Man is subjected to birth and death. He takes birth again in order to live the life he has built for himself during the interval. The wheel of samsara crushes the individual unless he knows how to escape it. Baba helps us to kshaya, that is to destroy, the dukkha, suffering, latent in samsara. Sparshanam karma vimochanam, he assures. When we touch his holy feet, we are freed from the binding effect of all activities done until then. If after this, we utilize every minute of our lives in activities that rebound his glory, then we are liberated from the need to be born again. We take refuge in His universal love and are merged and freed forever. Becoming love and merging in Him, who is love, is called Sayujya. One can also become wise and desist from contamination with the world, which is samsara, impermanent, ever-changing. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 90th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Samsara Dukkha Kshayakaraya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Samsara Dukkha Kshayakaraya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who destroys the sufferings of this world. In life, we experience joy and sorrow, gain or loss, according to our past karma. Samartha Ramadas has said, O mind, you alone have stored up the past, and I have to suffer along with you. Swami says, quote, joy and sorrow are equal, like the two scales of a balance, but men give more importance to the sorrow, hence they find it heavier. Unquote. Srimati Gali Sharada Devi, who belongs to Rajamundry, got married at a very early age and gave birth to 6 children. Unfortunately, none of them survived. She visited Shirdi Sai Baba and prayed to him to bless her with mental peace. Sai Baba consoled her like a mother and pacified her out of her sorrow and blessed her. when she visited Shirdi for the last time during 1917, she requested and prayed to Baba multiple times to bless her with a Guru Mantra, and Baba kicked her with his leg. Unable to bear his reluctance towards her, she sat in the Lindi garden crying rivers and pools. Baba then approached her, pampered her like a mother, materialized a sweet for her, made her eat with his own hands, and told her, "Dear daughter, I will come as Sai Baba in Andhra Pradesh, and you will come to me during that time too. I will let you stay with me then and make you happy." Sharada Devi thanked Baba for his abundant blessings showered on her. In 1918, Shirdi Baba left his mortal form. 20 years passed by. Sharada Devi visited many gurus and saints. She started an orphanage by the name Seva Sadan, and she would go place to place conducting Harikatha, singing the glory of the Lord, to cover for expenses to run Seva Sadan. During these visits, she happened to see the divine child, Satya, who addressed her as Gori, which was how exactly Shirdi Baba would address her. He asked her if she remembered that she had to repay him 16 rupees, to which she was awestruck and answered, "Baba, I had already given you in Shirdi." Satya retorted, "I ask you so that you would understand it's me, that's all." Sharada Devi fell on little Satya's feet and wept her heart out when Satya invited her to stay with him in Puttaparthi, where she would be called as Pedda Bottu. She was thereafter looked after by Satya, as he promised her in his earlier avatar, and blessed her with eternal peace for the remainder of her lifetime. May Bhagwan Baba shower his grace upon all of us so that we may develop this attitude of equipoise.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 90th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Shri Sai Samsara Dukkha Kshayakaraya Namaha. With this we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.